I want to call to order the joint meeting of Health, Education, Welfare, and Business, Finance, and Justice. I'd like to ask Representative Huff if he would give us the invocation, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for things you've given us, Lord. We pray that you guide and direct us tonight as we do the nation's business and just give us all guidance tonight. I ask in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Roll call, please.
Joyce Sear.
Present.
Randall Hicks. Johnny Green.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
David Hill.
Present.
Robert Huff.
Present.
Adam Jones. Travis Scott.
Here.
Chairman, got 8 present and 2 absent.
8 present and 2 absent constitutes quorum. All business conducted will be official. Approval of minutes for March the 20th.
Make a motion to approve with corrections, any?
Motion by Representative Huff for approval of the minutes with any corrections. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Roll call vote, please.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Joyce Sear?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
And we got 7 in favor and 0 against.
7 in favor, 0 against. The minutes for March 20th are approved. Down to the order of business. TR 18-067, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation approving beer sales at the Shakota Creek Indian Community Smoke Shop. Sponsors Representative Jones.
Madam Chair, motion for due pass.
A motion for due pass by Representative Scott. Is there a second? Second by Representative Huff. Discussion?
Is he like a Muscogee? Kevin, is there a room?
I couldn't see you.
I think this is just our the requirement we have to go through to get a tribal resolution under the law for beer sales to be allowed at a location within the Muscogee Creek Nation. And so this is for the Shakota Creek Indian Community, their smoke shop, to have one at their location on Texana Road in Shakota. So I think generally we'd like to see the location and the address, and that's provided for here. And it looks like there's also a resolution attached from the community that they are in favor of the safety of their smoke shop as well. So I think it meets the requirements of the law. And again, in order for them to do this, we have to have this resolution.
Thank you. Any questions? Any questions? None. Roll call vote, please.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Joyce Sear?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Chairman, got 7 in favor and 0 against.
7 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. This is TR 18-069, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Muscogee Youth Council commercial use of the Great Seal of the Muscogee Creek Nation for fundraising purposes. Sponsors, Representative Deer.
Madam Chair, motion due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Deer, second by Representative Beaver. Any discussion? Yes, Representative Hill.
So we have a couple of young people who are going to be doing traditional crafts that they'll be wrapping off throughout the year. Beads and was wanting to use the Creek Skills Mega Medallion. One of the things I had a question about in the legislation I spoke briefly with Alicia about was in the Lock on Line 30. I kind of wanted to remove, and I talked with Whitney about having it removed the Muskogee Nation Youth Council members and just be the Muskogee Nation Youth Council as a whole. That would just be for the Youth Council, and the individuals would not be able to utilize that. It's just a question I have about that.
Do you
want
a motion?
Motion to remove that part.
I'll second.
Motion by Representative Deere to remove Muskogee Nation Youth Council members.
And or.
A second by Representative Huff. A roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Coming at 7 in favor and 0 against.
7 in favor, 0 against. That passes. Back to the main motion. Yes.
Kevin, I was talking to Ms. Mason. She was wanting to know how could this be interpreted if they just want to use this throughout, or is this just 1 year? I mean, the way it reads.
I think it was written with the purpose of being able for them to be able to continue to use it. I think the amendment is good to allow it to be used for everybody, not just individuals or anything. So I think that was the amendment to it. Mm-hmm. We kind of talked about that before. Yeah, I think the intent is for them to be able to use it now and into the future.
Is that all, Representative?
Yes. Sorry.
Any more questions? Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Chairman, got 7 in favor and 0 against.
7 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. NCA 18-080, Law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the Secretary of Health to execute and file the Articles of Organization with the Office of the Secretary of the Nation in Commerce to form the Muskogee Creek Nation Healthcare Holding Company, LLC, under the Muskogee Creek Nation Limited Liability Company Act. Sponsors, Representative Hicks.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second by Representative Beaver? Discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Council. As we begin to look at the Maugham Medical Center, and we've assessed the future of that building, we know that today I could pump $10 million worth of capital into that building and you wouldn't even know it. There's such need of repairs. And we know that the future of the hospital, there needs to be a replacement here in town. And I think that the tribe some time ago forecasted that and saw perhaps the growth of the healthcare in Maugham would be at the pecan grove. So this LLC is actually granting us the authority only to come in and build a campus here in Maugham, which would be located at the pecan grove. And as we do this in today's healthcare environment, you're going to need partnerships. And so one of the things that the LLC will grant us the ability to do is to go out and enter into an arrangement with a St. Francis or a St. John's or a Hillcrest and enter into a business relationship with the medical center if we need to do that. And today we really don't have a mechanism in place for us to go out and do those kind of joint ventures unless we put the entire tribe on the line. So in a nutshell, that's what we're assessing.
is what really is the future of that hospital. And because the first estimates that we've come up with, it may just be about a $20 million emergency room and imaging center and medical office buildings. And like I said, for $10 million, I could put in the old hospital and you would never even know that I spent it. So that's the bottom line. I'm happy to take questions. We've been doing a lot of assessment. We haven't made any decisions. All of the finances will continue through the proper the path that we do today, so it'll come back through the council for appropriation when I need to spend the money. All of our legal will still come back through the AG's office, so I'm happy to take questions.
Are there any questions? Yes, Representative Hill.
That's one of the questions I was going to ask. This is line on the F, it said borrow a little money.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, it's all going to go to the AG department anyway.
Yes.
That's all. Okay.
Any more questions? Yes, Representative Chins.
So, Mr. Terry, the master site plan, it included this, right?
I don't know that it was included in the master site plan that the chief had. At some time ago, the Department of Health did kind of a master plan for that campus that we still have sitting in a drawer somewhere, so that plan's there. But we know that we need to replace the hospital, and we know that we're going to need to replace a multi-clinic at some time, which we hope that we can do with the joint venture the next time that funding comes around. So we're... We have a pretty good idea, I think, of what needs to go out there.
Yes, Chief.
Hello, Chair. On the site, we didn't include it in the master plan because 80 to 90% of that property is under floodplain. So where they would build is on the near the highway above the floodplain. What we are planning to do is that as we make other changes on the, you know, renovations to buildings, things like that, would use field to begin to build up some of that property so that it could be usable, because it's not usable right now. There's space to put a medical campus there, but not much else.
Okay. Thank you. Yes,
Mr. Terry, we would provide site, and then, like you said, we would go in with St. Francis or St. John or whomever, and they would build it.
What I want to do is I want to come up with as many options as we can. So we think that there's an opportunity for us to bring some private equity in. That's how, for instance, in my previous life, if we wanted to build a medical clinic, we would bring a developer in and say, I want to build a clinic right there, and then we would lease it from them and wrap that up. So we're going to bring that as an option to bring private equity to build the new facility. We think that the Department of Health could hold the master lease to whatever happens on that campus, and then a St. Francis or Hillcrest or St. John's would then turn around and lease that as a subleasee from us. So that way, nothing could ever happen on that campus without our permission to do that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Would it be in conjunction with an ISS funding source or, you know?
No, sir. No, we've talked a lot about that. Ms. Beaver, right, has been communicating with CMS and with IHS about how we designate that facility, and if it's going to continue to see the public, and we want to perhaps have a partner to operate that, it wouldn't be appropriate to put that into our IHS plan. So today, I think that we have it in our IHS funding agreement so that we can get maintenance and repair money for it, but Do you have anything to add to that?
Well, for it to be a tribally designated facility and to be included in our IHS plan, then it has to be at once owned by IHS.
Okay.
And this facility was
never
owned by IHS, and nor was PRC. So that's kind of the hiccup.
Will this also, give them that, from moving it further away from our old Kima, does it give us a designation that, a certain designation that we get refunded on certain?
We've looked at it, possibly. It could have the critical access designation.
Yeah.
It's close. I don't know that there was, but definitely moving it out there. Prevents the ambulances during an emergency from having to run all the way through Okmulgee. And so the response time, if we have a true emergency, is going to be much better if we have to run an ambulance to Tulsa. So that's another benefit out there.
Okay.
Are there any more questions? Yes, Representative Beaver.
Is this similar to the issue we ran into with the DME? Was the health system designed to create an LLC? Wasn't that an issue we had with DME when we were trying to buy that equipment place? And that's why it didn't work out. We had to move some things around. Because I thought that, if one buyer bought this at all, I thought that was who we go through for LLCs.
Kevin, this is totally different. The other one was actually a business that they were actually going to a for-profit business, and a hospital, health cannot do a profit for business like that. This here is totally different. This is basically building a new hospital and clinic they're running. That's all it is. I think it's totally different in comparison-wise. Am I correct, Kevin?
Yeah, I think a big difference is this is to provide services to the nation. It's not a for-profit entity. It's to serve our people with health care, and so I think it's a little bit different. DME was more of a for-profit, and that's why I think they went with the creating an LLC. This is an LLC created to help limit its liability and also allow it to expand and provide additional services and make perhaps even a more feasible way. So I think that's the real difference, LLC, so they are a little bit different.
And you said that in your former life, you would look at a place, and then you would build a building, and then rent that building. So, do you have already hospitals asking you about building a building there?
We do. We actually put out an RFP, asking. The first thing we did is we asked if there was any interested partners, and we had about. We brought in a consultant that put that out. We assessed probably 8 or 9 smaller operators, and basically all of them was wanting to use our hospital license to come in and run, and not a very ethical program. So we made a second call out, and we had responses from several hospitals in the Tulsa market. And today we're under NDAs, non-disclosures, to pursue discussing it. And so that's why I'm not just saying who those people are, but it's all of the large hospitals in the Tulsa market have been contacted and have given us an answer that they would be interested in.
So this will effectively get us out of the Okmulgee Hospital.
Well, no. What the discussions have been is we want to make sure that if our citizens show up at the emergency room, that they're not going to be billed and they're not going to be charged. So the partnership, we would still be enter into the partnership. We still want our citizens to be able to go there and not get a bill. And however, I don't feel as a Secretary of Health for Creek Nation that my mission is to serve non-Indians of this community. And that's effectively what we're doing today. And it brings in a partner that's what their mission statement is. And the money in healthcare today is made for all of these people that we shoot to Tulsa, right? We're going to take our heart patient that shows up in our emergency room, and we're going to put him in an ambulance and send them to Tulsa. Well, the person that has Medicare that we send to Tulsa, St. Francis, is going to make $80,000 on that patient. We don't make that money on those patients here in town. So that's why we need to get those guys who are going to make money on those patients to come in and partner with us.
So those Morgie hospitals still be open?
I don't know that there's been any decisions made about it. What I would like to do is to potentially turn the old medical center into a potential, we're really growing the Jerry Syke business now. We've talked about having a place where we can do opioid treatment and addiction centers. But it would turn into a native only facility, not open to the public.
Thank you, Manager.
Yes, Representative Hill.
Is there any other tribe that has done this or operated on this?
I know that Cherokee Nation has a LLC partnership with Tahlequah City Hospital. And they call it Cherokee Health Partners. They have a similar arrangement there.
Is it working good for them?
It worked. I think Cherokee Nation would say it's worked out really good for Tahlequah City. And But I think that it's been a good partnership for them.
Okay. Yes, Chief.
I believe the Alaska Native Health Center in Anchorage, that corporation,
yes,
has an agreement with a private hospital as well. Mm-hmm. So they've been in business like that for 10 to 15 years. I think they're the only one else I know.
But it's kind of an IHS-funded type of arrangement, too, but a strict for-profit entity like this. I don't know that there's any other tribe that's ever gone out and purchased a for-profit center to run it this way like we have. So.
Okay. More questions? No, thank you, Mr. Terry.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Roll call vote, please.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Joyce Thier?
Yes.
Chairman, you got 7 in favor and 0 against.
7 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Other business. We will meet. We're running late. Planning.
Is that BF&J LNC?
I have a motion for adjournment.
Yeah, we'll have a BF&J LNC meeting directly right after this. Nobody leaves. LNC.
I forgot about that.
Motion
by Representative Huff for adjournment. Second by Representative Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.